many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah. I got one thing to say. I just got back from Spain. I was there for 3 weeks, and now I have one thing to say, and that's, oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Dude, I seriously had a full-blown skate rehab, like... It's hard to explain. Like, I had a full-blown intervention with myself. If you go away for 10 days alone, you will just start thinking about everything. And
was suicide one of them?
No.
That's a thought.
But I was thinking that in L.A. when I was, like, overdosing on fucking Adderall and shit. On this trip, it was a full-blown skate mission. I chugged the Adderall out the window.
Nice work.
Skated every day. Woke up at 7. I couldn't figure out what my problem was in Westchester, and then as soon as I went to Barcelona, I figured out the problem. And the problem is, I have too much shit. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't care about anything. Like, just like, I have a shitload of nice glasses and stuff like that, but I don't know which one's mine. You know, I don't even know where half the shit in this house is because, you know, the cleaning ladies just... I don't know. If I wanted a fucking cup of tea, I would look in 5 different cabinets before I found it. Like, I don't...
It's because you have several butlers.
Yeah, I know. But when, yeah. When I went to Barcelona and I actually moved into this apartment with these skater kids, I had a fucking room that was literally 6 feet by 10 feet. And all I could fit in there was, like, my 4 pair of good jeans, my... 3 t-shirts, and I bought a Nightmare Before Christmas mug, and that's like, and it meant everything. Like, if somebody was drinking out of my mug, I'd get pissed, because that's my mug.
Right.
But here, everything's everyone's, you know? Like, even the four-wheeler, it says, if your ass is in Bam's ass, get the fuck off. People still ride it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing's officially mine, and I like, when I was in Barcelona, I only had a few amount of things that I cared about. You know? And...
Back to basics.
Yeah, totally back to basics. And you know, I've been fucking basically living it up for a long-ass time going to, like, Element put me up in the nicest hotel. Like, they just shot a Kylie Minogue video there out by the pool. And I'm in there with a fully paid-for mini bar. I could order whatever I want, all this shit. Then I start, like, officially hanging out with these skaters that are good as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And... We're done skating, you know, and he just did, like, a hard flip down fucking 10 stairs. I'm like, yo, let's go out and eat. Like, let's go to a nice restaurant or whatever. I point to a mediocre place that's kind of like Kildare's, and he's like, I can't go in there. I'm like, why not? He's like, dude, I only have, like, €3. Like, I could barely get a Happy Meal at McDonald's. They basically just fly from wherever they're from. In this case, this kid's name was Perka, and he's from Finland, and he rides for Element Europe, and, dude, they just skate so hard because they need to actually make a dollar.
Right.
Like, a dollar is so important. And
Perka sounds like a good coffee brand.
Perka. Yeah. So I was just hanging out with these dudes, and then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to try to live off of €20 a day and see if I could do it for 10 days. And it was a fucking mission. Like... You know, you would have to take the metro for €4, and then you'd be in Catalonia, and then I'd have to go to Parallel, which is like 4 miles.
I know what
and,
it's like.
Yeah, and I would like to get a cab, but I'm trying to stick to my guns and not
right.
spend over €20. So I would end up either skating or walking or taking the metro, and you know, I usually don't give a shit about. Anything. If I had a pair of shoes and some dude came up and said, yo, give me those shoes right now, I'd be like, here, have them, dude. I don't give a fuck.
That's a mugging.
Yeah, a mugging. Well, I was at the apartment, and I had to walk up this massive hill at 12 at night, to the hotel by myself, and I had a bag with these shoes in it that I just bought. They were old half cabs that I used to ride when I was 15. So I was so stoked on them, and I couldn't wait to like skate in them again. And so I'm walking, and I leave the apartment, and this shady dude passes me in the opposite direction. I'm like, why do I have a feeling he's going to follow me?
Right.
And I turn around, and he stops walking, and he's just standing there. I'm like, great. So now I'm, like, walking again. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take, like, 20 more steps and turn around again. And then I turn around, and now he's starting to walk in my direction. I'm like, fuck. And now I'm on a main street, and now I have to go into a fucking alley, walk four blocks, and then I have to start walking up this hill where there's no one to be found.
Right. You want an autograph?
He wanted my bag or whatever. I don't know what the fuck he was going to do, but...
Just sign it?
Then I turn the corner... Then I turn the corner, and now I'm fast walking. Now he's fast walking. I start running. He starts running.
Whoa, he really was chasing you.
Yeah, and I walked fucking 4 miles that day and skated for like 3 hours, so I was beat, and I did not want to walk up the... Like, once I ran, and I got to the part where the hill started, it was like another half a mile of like a straight uphill thing, right. And I just stopped for a minute, and my calf muscles were numb, and I'm just like... I have to do this right now. And I fucking sprinted up the thing, and the guy gave up.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you lost the mugger.
But I mean, like, that would never happen to me if it was my real way.
Can you say mugger on the radio?
You could say mugger.
All right.
But I mean...
You could say mugger.
But if it was... That would never happen to me because I would always just get a cab or have somebody take me up there. Like, I never had to do shit with less than 20 euros. It's hard. You know, and all those dudes were doing it, and
so coming down to the real world here, giving up the millions.
I seriously felt like I lost everything, and I had to do that. Like,
that's the most inspiring time. That's what got you here, man.
Yeah, it made me stoked as fuck. Actually, I mean, I know that I had like 3 credit cards that I could just swipe shit through and get whatever I wanted, but I basically just buried it in my bag, and I said I'm not using that.
Right, right.
And if I want more money, then I'm going to have to go figure out a way. I'll go to Element and sell a deck or something.
Right, right.
Because that's what they do. Like, I was going
to
chuck my old skate shoes out the window, and they're like, you're gonna trash them? I'm like, yeah, they're old. They're like, dude, I could probably get $5 for them at Parallel. I'm like, all right, if you want $5, if you want to try, go ahead.
Really?
Dude, like, they're broke as a joke. All they want to do is skate all day, and they're so good at it, but... I mean, it's so hard to make a name for yourself because there's so many people doing hard-ass shit. You have to do something different. You know what I mean? Like,
so you're
in my case, I mixed stupid shit, jackass shit, with skating. And that's how I got recognized. And I think the name Bam probably helped because it's not like it's Jim or Bob or something like that. Like, it's not really fun to like... I like Jim the skater.
Right. Yeah.
I went pretty much crazy because it was the first time I've been by myself for more than a week. And, you know, I didn't have... You know, like here, as soon as you're bored or you start thinking and you don't know what to do, it's just like, well, fuck, I'll just call Buddy Bill. We'll go to the bar.
Right.
You know, like, oh, shit, I'll call up Donnie Moore. We'll go have a shot. Like, out there is no friends. Mm-hmm. I had to make those friends.
But
you know what I mean?
Don't they drink?
They do. I mean, they actually, as soon as they wake up, they smoke weed and then skate like maniacs. One time I tried to do that in Hawaii.
Weed in Spain?
Yeah.
They have weed there?
Big time.
I thought it was just hash.
They have everything.
Oh,
you can crack if you want.
Nah.
Nah. I'm not saying go do it, but you can get whatever you want there.
No, I listened to everything you said. I just wanted to clear that up.
I just set a goal to just... Whatever I do, I have to get one skate trick a day. And then, from then on, then I could go do whatever. But I didn't want to set, like, all these high goals. Like, all right, I have to get 3 photos a day and a line. You know, like, then if I stress on the first trick, then I'll just get overwhelmed and focus my board and go home. You know, so if you just set it low, like, even with, like, sit-ups, you can't say I'm going to do 500 sit-ups every day.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to feel sore the next day, and then you're going to make an excuse, and then it'll just stop. If you just do a lousy 100 every day as soon as you get up, then you could do more, and you'll probably wind up doing 300 or something like that. But if you think that you have to do 300, then you just won't do it at all because it's too overwhelming.
Right.
100 is reasonable.
I just never think about doing any. It never crosses my mind.
It was weird, though, man. Like, I was trying to not go out, I was just thinking, I was like trying to be a better person and stuff and figure out all the things that I'm doing wrong. I actually wrote a list in my book.
A list of how to be a better person?
Yeah.
What do you think you were doing so wrong? I mean, it seems like you have a lot going for you. You got a brand new skate park here.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I do have a nice skate park, but I mean, I skate with people from Westchester who, you know, just like to do their normal shit. Like these kids in Barcelona, they push me to do more shit. Like if I skate the park with regular dudes, if I kickflip the pyramid, then I already did the best trick that night. You know, they're trying to switch hard flips and shit, and I'm like, holy shit, I got to step it up a notch, you know?
Yeah.
But when people are just front boarding the park bar, then you're like, well, I'll just nose grind it, and that's better than everything else, you know?
Yeah.
How would they treat you if you weren't a millionaire, considering they're broke skaters and you're a rich guy? Don't they think
it was like, dude, I felt like they were like
they don't
my
want
real
a piece
friends.
Of the pie,
no,
though?
They didn't. That's what's so insane. They didn't ask for anything. They just wanted to skate, and they were glad to see me skating, and they wanted me to.
We're not gonna see Viva La Perco next season.
No,
<That's> Perco.
Viva La Perco.
Man.
So let's play a song. This is dedicated to the Barcelona boys. Wake up dead in a garbage can. hardcore superstar. Back from Barcelona. And, yeah, I was there for 3 fucking weeks. And by myself.
You weren't supposed to stay there for 3. Wasn't it supposed to be 2 weeks?
You know what? I had an Element signing. There's an Element store in Barcelona, and I was supposed to do the autograph signing, and then I was supposed to do the Spanish David Letterman show right after.
The Spanish David Letterman? Yeah. What's he look like?
And they needed my passport in order to get in, so I gave the lady that was running the Element store my passport. And 2 days went by, and I realized that I didn't have it. So I call her.
She's a collector?
Like, huh?
She's a collector?
No, she was scanning my passport, and I said, where the fuck is, what did you do with it? She's like, well, I gave it to one of your guys. I'm like, well, who's my guys? She's like, one of the friends that you're with. I'm like, which one? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know who you gave my passport to. And she's like, no. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was leaving on Monday at 7 a.m., and the embassy was closed on Saturday and Sunday, so I was fucked. I couldn't get on the flight. And then after, like, 3 days went by of me, like, stressing, they found it behind the cash register, but I had to extend my ticket because of that. And
did that have anything to do with you skating more? When did your revelation in Spain come?
It was actually a good thing that
it
happened.
Was it 2 weeks into the trip that you realized it was awesome there, or was it, like...
No, right away.
Really?
Yeah. Just because
you didn't mind losing your passport.
No, I was pissed at the time just because I had so many stamps in there and shit, and I didn't feel like doing the work to go get in a fucking another one. But once it was found, I could have went home right away, but I decided to stay for 10 more days. I flew Missy out, and now I'm actually getting an apartment there right at Catalunya. It's like the main part.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm getting it for a half a year.
Half a year?
Yeah.
Where are you going to stay?
Just because I get so many skate trips.
Are you going to come back a lot to Pierre?
Sure, but I want to be there and skate because the spots are way better. You don't get kicked out. They think you scratching up marble ledges is an art form when you try to do that in Philly. Like, I don't need to drive to Philly in a fucking Lamborghini and get chased by a security guard that I'm scratching up a ledge. And then if it is in Philly, then I'll gain a crowd real fast asking for photos and autographs.
They don't bother skaters in Spain when you're skating in public places?
No. They let you be. And the good thing is that even if people do recognize me in Spain, they don't come up. They just sit there and watch.
Mm. They know you don't speak Spanish, so they don't even bother.
Yeah. But in America, dude, it's, like, impossible to go to a skate park. It's impossible to go to the city and try to skate, like, because I constantly get recognized, and it's a pain in the ass, and it ruins the flow of my day.
Yeah.
Over there, I could get shit done, and they're stoked to do it, and... It's pretty much a no-brainer to move there for a little while. So
If you got the cash, is it expensive to comparatively to America to rent an apartment? What's it like? Is it like $800 a month if you were going to compare it?
For a normal person, it would probably be.
Are you going to live like you were talking how you were living on $20 a day? Are you going to get like your average apartment, or are you going to get some fucking $1 million?
It's above average, but I don't want anything like real nice. You know, I want to start from scratch.
Okay, Perko is going to be sleeping on them floors, dude.
Perko floors. I want to get like an apartment that just has white paint with no furniture. I want to go pick out my own furniture. I want to have my own shit. Like, with this house, like, Ape will make my bathroom like a fucking the south of France with, like, grapevines and says Bordeaux on it with, like, the Eiffel Tower and shit. I'm like, this isn't my bathroom. This is the way my mom wants my bathroom. Mm. It's not my bathroom. I want it to be my way. Wow. You know, over there, no one could change it except me. Like,
Most people worry about this when they're, like, 15 and 16. It's funny that you're 30, 28.
Dude, I don't even know how to fucking. What are you? I don't know how to use a washing. I don't know how to use a washing machine.
How old are you?
I don't know how to. I'm 28.
Okay.
I don't know how to do the fucking dish machine.
Just
washer.
The same way, dude. I had to teach him on tour.
Did teach Jess how to use a washing machine on tour. That was fun. Yeah.
I barely know how to sign on. I have a MySpace account. I don't even know how to get to it.
Well, your mom don't get to it.
G gets to it.
Well, that's up to him.
So, yeah, me moving to Barcelona, and here's the notes that I wrote when I was going crazy, when I was trying to live off of 20 euros. And, dude, I swear to God, an average of what I spend a day is over $1,000 to $2,000 every fucking day.
Well, if you have the money, I mean, you're supposed to spend it. You're giving it back.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, in Pennsylvania, I spend about $2,000 a day.
Jesus, on what?
Well, it's $80 to fill up the Hummer. You know, gas is probably like $100 to $200 a day.
I could write all that off, dude.
The heat in the skate park is $400 per propane tank.
You got bills. You're going to think of all the bills you got, run them down. You got lots of bills, but honestly, $2,000 a day?
Then I go to the bar and buy everybody drinks, and yeah. I have a $300 to $400 bill every night. You know, like, shit just adds up, and I just like being normal over there.
Your friends are going to have to go dry pretty quick then.
Here we go. Food from grocery stores only. I couldn't go out to eat at nice places. If I was hungry, I had to go to the grocery store.
So wait, you're writing a list on how to live poor.
Yeah, I was eating like white bread with Doritos in it. Like that's what I was eating.
That's what I grew up on. I ate at a gas station as my main course would be a hot pocket at best.
Yeah, and here's my rules. I have to get it myself. Clean up after myself. I don't need a maid. Pay bills yourself. Live in the city. You get more done. A trick a day keeps the team manager away. 20 euros only a day makes you a normal person. No drinking at bars, not real friends. No beer in the daytime unless you did a good trick. Red wine glass or two, but only at the apartment. If I wanted to drink, it had to be in the apartment. I couldn't go out and socialize.
Right. This is good. This is life-changing stuff here.
100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups a day. It's not much, but it's a place. No smoking in the apartment, but you could smoke weed for some skaters. Unless it's gifts for friends, no credit cards. Answer your emails. Wean off posers and lurkers. Skating is life. No taxis, just walk or take the metro or skate only. No more Adderall, no more pills.
Ooh.
Unless I can't sleep. Avoid strangers. Choose positive friends. Get rid of your Mercedes and get an Audi. Missy and real friends. Skate friends. Start fresh. Nothing from the past. Get rid of all your clothes. Start fresh. No bars again. This is my rehab, skating. Money ruins friendships. Fame ruins motivation. Skaters are normal because they are broke. What is it like to be broke? Be normal. No bars. Buy gifts to friends if they accomplish something good. Choose friends wisely. Friends that will push you to get one more trick. I am the new Arthur. Bam.
The new Arthur, and you're referring to the movie Arthur.
Yeah, because Jess always tells me, he's like, dude, you're fucking Arthur.
Like, have you seen the movie? I watched it recently, and I wanted to make you a copy if you hadn't seen it, but you should redo Arthur and be Arthur in it.
Dude, Jess is right. He's like, dude, you are Arthur.
Dudley Moore's Arthur.
Yeah, he's like, think about it. Watch the movie. He's just shitbag wasted, living it up. He doesn't care about anything at all. And it's true, like, I would drive the Lambo drunk at night, and somebody would be like, what if you wreck it? I'd be like, then I'd get another one.
Yeah.
You know, like, it didn't matter.
Do you want me to scrub your balls, too?
You know what I mean? Like, if somebody worked all hard to get an 89 Nissan Maxima, and they're all stoked on it and fucking waxing it every day, and then they wind up, like, scratching a tree because, you know, they'd be like, fuck, I scratched a tree, it's gonna cost me $55 to fix it, you know, like... I would be like, fuck, the Lambo's total, go give me another one.
What you're saying here, what you just read is really personal stuff, too. It's like, this is like a motto for your future.
Yeah.
Are you going to trust this? Are you going to let anything change this?
Well, I don't want to say I'm going to try, because try is a setup word for failure. I'm just going to say I'm going to do it. But I do like to drink booze, but I don't want to go out to the bar and fucking black out every night like how I used to.
I stopped taking Valiums.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Hey.
And hey. You know, like, I'll watch Cops and shit because I like watching the meth heads get arrested and shit, and, you know, they're all wasted all the time, and the police, they're just like, I always say, nothing good comes out from alcohol. Well, in my case, it does, because it's jackass shit.
Mm.
And if you're drunk and do stupid shit, I'm making people laugh. So in my case, alcohol is good.
Well, you have made a bigger ass of yourself more than anyone I know that I'm still friends with. And it's been hilarious, but constantly dangerous and worrisome to everybody around you, but you're willing to change that. Is that going to fuck up what your fans like about you?
I don't think so, because
you don't care?
No, I mean, dude, I'm stoked to, like...
I think your fans miss, actually, the old Bam who wasn't a fucking wasted drunk.
I couldn't really skate because my legs were so fucking stiff, probably from, like, whiskey and Adderall or something, but after I drank loads of water and stretched, and it took 10 days, and I felt like it was never going to go back to normal, but 10 days is a long fucking time.
So you didn't do a detox. You took off out of the country, cleared your head, and went back to what you really love, skating.
Yeah.
And down to the fucking basics, and that's a rehab for you.
Yeah, like, I don't need rehab and meet these fucking people and do water volleyball and puzzles and shit. I just needed to go to Barcelona and skate and have a goal to get a skate trick.
So make a goal and fucking keep it. That's great. That's how you do it. You can fucking rewind that tape on this fucking radio show and live by it, dude. You got it right there.
I went crazy. Oh, go on. I'm like trying to do normal shit in Barcelona. Like, go on walks, sightsee, take a tram car, shop with cash only, metro or walk only, grocery stores only, do laundry, clean up, don't buy too much clothes, stay at home, stay in. Barcelona must.
Man, Missy must really be into this.
And I said, if Missy can't handle it, then she has to go. The id take over superego. Stay focused and stay positive. The bar will sidetrack you. Booze will sidetrack you, but in moderation. Love your wife. She's good. Buy flowers when she's nice. Never cheat or flirt unless it's for photos or autographs.
Buy flowers when she's nice.
One day at a time. One trick a day. Keep in touch with friends and business. Real people only. Because it's true. Like, it's good to be friends with you because...
Who, me?
Well, I'm giving...
Chad I. Ginsburg?
Yeah, I'm giving an example because we work together.
Hannah.
We do a radio show together, you know? Hannah, he works for me. We do good art direction shit, and he's working on the new bar for me.
If we weren't working, we'd have nothing to talk about.
Well, it's... Why be friends with somebody at the bar who we have... We're not working on anything together. Like, it's good to be friends with Carrie Getz because we skate together. And we could have beers together
and
talk about it.
Spend time with the people who inspire you.
Yeah, why hang out with somebody at the bar who we're not working together, we're not making any money together.
Your connection is drinking.
Yeah, we're not doing anything productive. We're just drinking and having a good time. Why be friends with those people?
Yeah, everybody I know is a musician or an artist.
I'd rather be productive with you, and then we could drink after that, and cheers to what we accomplished.
Right.
I have a lot of friends where we just cheers to cheers, and we didn't accomplish anything.
Well, when maybe you've not each other both accomplished anything together, but you have a lot of other friends from the past that you haven't spoke to lately. Does that have anything to do with you moving or getting a place? I mean, everybody's going to miss you. There's a lot of people that maybe you don't talk to now that you haven't really spoke
yeah,
to.
I mean, it just gets overwhelming because, like, I'll check my email and they'll be fucking... 80 new ones. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, I can't answer 80 fucking emails in a day. You know, like, and I'll just be like, fuck it, I'm not going to do it today. And then it'll stack up and it'll be 160. Next thing you know, I'll have 2,000 emails that I didn't answer. And I'm like, fuck it all. I'm never answering it again. Same with voicemail. I don't check my voicemail at all.
Right.
Like, I only look at text messages, and if it's semi-important, I'll reply.
You wrote in that scripture there, you're going to read your emails?
Mm-hmm.
So you got time for that?
Yeah, I'm just I'm weeding out all the people that don't really matter, and I'm just going to have my, like, 20 to 30 important friends that I work with.
Kind of sucks that, like, it doesn't suck that you have to go to Spain to do that, because Spain's probably really cool, but it does suck in a way that you got to leave your home.
Yeah. Well, if you're at home, there's always the option of going to see your friends to ignore what the problem is. If you go fuck off by yourself in some place where you don't know anybody, the only thing you can do is think. You know, it's kind of like jail.
Well, what happens
in jail,
when...
the only thing you could do is think about what you did, you know? Right. And I'm just trying to sit there and think about everything. And I recommend that everybody should just go fuck off for a week to 10 days by themselves. It might suck in the beginning. You might be scared. You might not know, but...
get out of your house, get out of your surroundings,
yeah.
Go somewhere you ain't been, go somewhere you don't know.
Yeah. Shit, if you just bought a plane ticket to Moscow, got a hotel, didn't know anybody, and you just had 10 days to think, I bet you'd come back with a fucking album.
Oh, yeah, you know, I feel like I want to do that all the time. That's, seriously, I just fucking don't, though. You know what I mean? It's like...
I know, and that...
Maybe it's because you have a travel agent better than mine. I don't... I can't get that.
But you will
have tons more money.
You will come back looking way better because the only thing you could do is go to the hotel gym, do a shitload of sit-ups, do a shitload of push-ups, go skating, write a bunch of shit down, think about the past, you know, anything. You'll come back and you'll have an album.
Most people
you'll
would
have
go,
10 songs.
Most people would go away, sit on a beach chair, and like read a book
and sip on a fucking mojito and not think about it because they're too busy.
It's like
having
you're
fun
actually
drinking.
Working. I mean, in a sense, you're busy trying to get your work back to when it was more inspiring to you to do.
Well, I was kind of, I'd look at a skate magazine and get bummed out because, you know, kids would be doing crazy ass shit, but I realized when I was skating with these dudes, it doesn't matter what you're doing, just do it. You know what I mean? You don't have to do the best trick that day. It doesn't matter. Just do it.
You're
just
learning
skate.
All these new tricks now? You got new better, what were you calling them? You called me from Spain, you told me you were doing hammer time tricks. What's up with that?
Hammer time means like, when you put the hammer down, that's like the ending trick of your video part, you know? Because like, there's always like fun lines in a video part, like, you know, kickflip up a ledge and then crooked grind off the ledge and then do a 360 flip. They're called fun lines. But like a hammer time trick is like the closing part where you do like one slow-mo big trick. Like
it's the whoa.
Your grand finale kind of?
Yeah, like the grand finale.
The whoa.
Whoa.
Hammer time.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
That's cool, man. So you're doing tricks that you couldn't do here in PA just because you were not here in PA.
Yeah, it's...
No, because you can't skate. He
whatever it is, whatever it did to his brain, it worked better out there than it does here.
Yeah, and it's...
I get it.
It's not really...
It's just what happens when that becomes a home and then you start feeling home again.
It's not home's fault. It's just the fact that everybody knows me here and I can't do what I want to do because... If I am skating and I don't want to talk to anybody, then I'm a dickhead. You know, like, oh, Bam's a fucking dick. I went up and tried to get an autograph. He said, not now, man. That's fucked up. You know, in Spain, I could do it.
Right. And you don't want to be confined to having to skate in your own skate park in your backyard because you want to get the fuck out of the house sometimes. And you want to skate real fucking street.
Yeah, I mean, well, real street tricks for photos looks way better than a fucking indoor skate park made for skateboarding.
So you have all these other things going on, like I hear about a new TV show, a bar.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I'm opening up a theater in Westchester that's going to open around March. And, you know, if I go to Barcelona, I'm going to be missing most of it. So I got to talk to Seth and Donnie, like, all day long to make sure it's right. And then he's going to have to, like, email me photos and shit to make sure it looks right. I mean, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
That's badass. I can lie that it's going to look really fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Seth, everything he does, he's so fucking... I'm got a pretty particular artistic view on things, and I think Seth Meisterman is a damn good artist.
Yeah, he's damn good.
Really good.
Yeah, he's going to paint me Osama bin Laden in a dragster with the parachute out because he just won. And he's going to be sitting there with his index finger putting, like, number one. And then he already painted for me in the skate park Britney Spears with her bald head throwing the umbrella at the car.
It's great.
Smashing a pulse.
Oh, it's goddamn brilliant.
He built the penis fucking four-wheeler, didn't he?
Yeah.
What can he do?
Yeah, he turned my four-wheeler into a big hard-on, and then he made me this giant pussy, and I drove the dick off this ramp and drove right through the pussy.
And then erased the footage.
Yeah, but I still have the sequence. I have to go do it again because one of my buddies, Macho Nacho, was going to eat one of these stink bugs, so I grabbed the camera real fast, and I hit record, and I recorded over it, so I have to do it all over again.
Well, what'd you film in Spain?
I got 20 tricks in about 18 days. That's you know what I mean? Yeah, that's real good for me. You know, especially because you know I don't skate every day like those dudes.
You got a new element part in the video?
I guess I'm working on it.
When's the new element video coming out?
They don't have plans on putting one out, but I mean, Jake Phelps from Thrasher Magazine's trying to get a hold of me, so maybe he wants to do a big interview with a cover shoot. Fuck yeah, dude, this is rad. Let's play some Nightwish. I got this album in Barcelona. It just came out. It's a new girl singer, but
What track, dude?
Four, dude.
See, Bam Bam knows the tracks on the CDs. That's pretty cool. I fucking skip through, like, don't matter what record I have, I really never know what the fuck track it is.
Let's hear it. Radio Bam's Here's 28 Facts.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
Run away.
Run away, Hannah.
Hannah, run away.
I'm out.
What the hell?
Come on, Mark.
Come on, Mark.
Mark.
Where's my car, Mark?
I'm going to let your hair on fire.
Hannah, if you don't give me the keys to my car, I'm going to let your hair on fire. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hannah. What if it came in like that? Oh, yeah, Hannah.
So now that I'm moving to Barcelona, I'm in a rock and a hard place because I'm supposed to be filming this opening of the bar for this MTV show coming out. And I guess they're just going to have to follow me out there. I don't know what else to say, but I'm going there. I already have the apartment. I can't not go there.
Maybe you can brainstorm it where you film and send stuff back.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I'll just put the phone call on speaker and tape me talking to Donnie and finding out the progress of the bar.
Yeah, dude, put us on the show. We'll take care of the other half. You know we'll take care of the PA half.
It'll probably be more entertaining that has to happen, you know?
Stress.
Because everybody would predict that I'd show up at the bar with Donnie, we'd check things out and be like, all right, that needs to be changed, this needs to be painted red. It'll be way more interesting if I have to skate in Barcelona and I'm looking at photos on a fucking iPhone and then saying, all right, yeah, that's cool, but change this.
When's the projected opening of your new bar/theater?
I am predicting St. Patrick's Day.
So by Margera time, you would just add like 7 to 11% more? 7 months more.
It's kind of hard to say because it was supposed to be open last St. Patrick's Day, but the borough has been giving us such shit about it. But as soon as I showed up to a meeting, which I never do because I always have three lawyers there representing me because I'm too busy doing something else.
Represent?
It's so easy to say no to three lawyers, but when I'm there and I'm looking at them and I'm going, looking them right in the eye and saying, why can I not open this bar? And they don't even do their research. They're like, because we don't need another bar in Westchester. I'm like, I'm taking the license from Rex's bar, which is already in the borough, and I'm moving it three blocks to a different place, so it's not a new bar.
It'd be a great fucking bar. What's the problem? Be run better than pretty much probably all the bars anyway.
And it's on Market Street, the main street. It's not like it's in a residential area.
Don't they think it would be run better just because you'd wouldn't even want your reputation around it, you know what I mean? So you'd make sure it was run well, you know what I mean? Like, you got more to lose than some sneak fucking open some restaurant serving cats and shit.
Yeah.
You ain't serving cats at your restaurant.
Right? I think that, you know what I think, though? There's probably a lot of bitter old people that live in Westchester that go, this fucking kid gets an elephant and brings it to his parents' house and, you know, he gets all this money and now he's opening up a fucking bar, man. That's not the way how you do things, you know? Like, one of my good friends, I'm not going to say his name, but his dad's a teacher at Henderson High School. And
Skippy McPecker.
Yeah. And he was, and some kid had a BAM shirt on, and he actually said, you like that kid? He's like, oh, yeah, he's the best. BAM's the best. He's like, that kid's a jackass in real life. And the kid told me that he said that. So at the time, I was with Jen, and Jen went to his house and confronted him about it. And then later on, I found out that the dad, the teacher, got all wasted and hitchhiked to the bar, like just so out of his mind trying to figure out life and stuff, you know? Because I'm trying to say, like, you can't tell a kid, like, my guidance counselor told me, you're quitting high school to become a skateboarder. And I said, yeah. He's like, don't you realize that skateboarding's a fad? It's going to die out in 2 years? You're making the biggest mistake of your life.
Oh, they laughed at me when I told them what I wanted to do, dude.
Because they all think that you need to have a normal 9-to-5 job, and it's always like, so you're going to skateboard. What happens when you break your leg? I'm going to put ice on it and let it heal, and then I'm going to go back for more. You know what I mean? Like, well, You know, it's not how it works, kid. You know, like, this one kid quit school to become a...
Maybe he just should have taught you the average of luck. That's pretty much what you got. You got luck, and you got the force of your own inspiration. So, you got those two on your favor, you're going to be successful. He can't decide your future, obviously. Yeah. So.
But, like, the guidance counselor didn't even know if I was any good or not. Like... He didn't even see me skate. He never saw a video. Like, he just assumed that I thought that I was pretty okay. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you're making a big mistake, kid. Like, have you ever seen me skate? Do you know what, you know, like, he just thought it was a fad and it was going to die out.
He's the one who made the mistake. That's what he's trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't follow his fucking dreams necessarily. You don't come to high school and go, I want to be one of you guys, a counselor.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody in high school. Well, I didn't know anybody in high school, but I don't know anybody in high school who wanted to be a counselor either.
That's another thing, too. Like, you think about going to film school and stuff, and these dudes are teaching kids how to make a movie and how to film. Why aren't they making a movie themselves? Probably because they weren't successful at it, and they had to... the last resort to teach kids how to make a movie, and they sort of know what they're talking about. But I don't believe in like taking classes on anything. Like with the Avid and the Media 100, I just watched people's hands and I said, "What was that? Oh, that's Command Apple B." Well, what does that do? That shifts all the clips over to the right. All right, cool. And I'll just make a mental note.
Sure.
I don't need to fucking
I didn't go to school
pay
for 20
recording. Grand. Yeah, like you'll figure it out on your own and you'll be more creative.
The more focus you have to figure things out on your own, the better you get at it. You craft your own art and then you become the original. So, you know, you've done that by paving your own road and taking your own direction and not listening to fucking nobody.
You know, and maybe in music-wise, you're experimenting, you're trying to learn how to use this thing on your own. And somebody who goes by the book says, this isn't the way you do things. This is never going to work. And who knows? Maybe you'll put out something new that's new to everybody, and now you're the new hit because the teacher has been teaching thousands of kids how to make an album. And it's all the same.
I mean, there are some really good teachers who do have a lot of good things to say, but then there's obviously the bitter teacher who... didn't succeed and wants to make sure kids have a bad outlook on what their dreams are.
Mm-hmm.
So you fucking had no problem ignoring that shit.
I just hate how everybody worries about what you're going to do next. You know what I mean? Like, okay, you're good at skateboarding right now and you're going to make a lot of money right now, but when you can't skateboard anymore, what are you going to do next? And it's always like, well, in my case... I have a movie camera, so I'll make a movie, or I'll be behind the scenes and direct the movie, or I'll make a music video. Either way, I'm going to be doing something.
The fact is, how much are you going to fear what you're going to do next? If you have no fear and you rely on your own strengths, you're going to be positively fine.
And I don't have any fear because I work in a triangle, and I skateboard. When I get a little bit tired of that, I'll make a music video or direct something, and then... I'll be in something like Jackass, and I won't direct. Yeah,
your triangle's bouncing out to a heartogram. I think you have a couple more fucking angles in there. Yeah. You missed it, like 70
I work in a heartogram. I work in a heartogram. I do five different things, and when I get tired of it,
loop around.
Yeah, and it always becomes fresh when you go back to it. And right now, and it's been a while, but skateboarding is the main priority, and I'm stoked that I have 20 tricks now because... Now I basically have half of a video part.
Before Spain, how many tricks you have?
Nothing.
20 from nothing in 3 weeks?
I got 20 tricks in 3 weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, if I wrote 20 new songs in 3 weeks, those would be rad 3 weeks, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I must have been feeling pretty cool.
But for me, it's fucking hard as hell doing Viva La Bam because... You'll film for one day, and you'll get at least 10 to 15 minutes worth of golden footage. If you ride a skateboard, it'll take 2 hours to land one trick that lasts 1 second on screen time. And that sucks. You know, I'm like, why am I spending all day for one lousy second of screen time when I could just go film a Viva La Bam and have 10 minutes of screen time, and I got way more shit done? But as soon as you get past that and just look at the day and say... It doesn't matter what you do this day, just know that you have to get one trick of anything. maybe you won't use it in your video part, but at least you got one trick and you're comfortable on a skateboard.
So if you're not making videos, you're not making skate tricks. It applies to everyone else in life as well. I mean, you just got to go with what you feel is what your best attributes are and really trust that.
Yeah. And it's good, too, because if I skate for 2 hours a day and I have to go film Jackass shit, I'll dive right into a bush because I remember how to fall again. You know, like, if you don't skate every day, then you're going to feel rusty doing anything. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be scared to get into a shopping cart.
It's kind of gay to feel rusty. He's got a red beard.
I know.
I mean, look at this shit, dude.
Yeah, you're banged up, man. But what's new about that?
I like it.
You like being banged up?
Yeah, it makes me feel...
Bam's got, like, fucking scabs all over and shit. Like...
Do this
in the beginning of a relationship. Everybody plays like the charmer, dude.
Yeah.
I can't say I cut back. And then the fourth, much everything I was good at.
Then the fourth date, you're like,
"All right,
we're gonna split this one or what?" You know, like,
you're just farting and shit.
But they're just
complaining about diarrhea.
They're just used to you paying for it, though. So when you don't, when you split it in half, you know, it's totally different, and they think of you in a whole different light.
You guys are married. You're supposed to be splitting bills, do you? Do you share, like, I'll take it, I got it.
I got everything.
My girl buys me stuff every now and then, and I think it's cute.
You know, I mean,
I could buy it, but, it's cute to cheat.
Well, I mean, Missy has her own money. Because, I mean, it's sad to say, but, like, her dad died, therefore she gets $2,000 a month for the rest of her life.
And she seems like a talented, smart girl who could probably earn money with a job too. So
yeah, I mean, she could do it, but I mean, basically, why work for $10 an hour when it doesn't?
You're not gonna let your wife work.
I kind of wish she would.
Do you?
Sort of.
Do you want her to see? I thought about having my girl work for me, like manage me or deal with my issues. But then it's just every time I work with her, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
you can't work with somebody you live with.
Yeah.
Like, do you want, like, your old girlfriend, she used to handle, like, some management shit for you?
Yeah.
Was that getting in the way and pain in the ass, and you're talking about that and arguing about that effort? Those are the old times. New times are all written in scribe right here in front of me in this book Bam's writing. How many books are you going to write? You got one book? You got two books now?
I don't know.
You're a machine, dude. You work like a maniac. You don't even know it.
You just got to do it, you know? Like,
this right here is just as productive as your skate tricks. To me, looking at it, like, this is real shit, too. This all opens the mind into your own thoughts and creative realm.
It just, like, before it didn't, you know, I'd be in Barcelona and I'd see postcards and shit. I'd be like, who the fuck wants to buy a postcard? Like, what's the point? I don't get it. You know, like, yeah, I'm here. I'll just appreciate it now. Like, I started buying postcards, I'd glue them to a piece of paper, and then I'd write all over it, and then put my cigarette out on it, and...
That's it. Seal of approval.
Yeah, every time I write something that I'm stoked on, I just put my cigarette out right on it, and you could tell that it was like, that was the cigarette that I was smoking, that was what... It's like more...
Richard Nixon used to jerk off on
way more meaningful.
Yeah, Richard Nixon used to...
Well, I don't jack off on my stuff, but...
Did he really?
No, I don't know.
That would be awesome.
That's what I read.
There's a few artists that, like, when they're stoked on a painting, they cut themselves, put some blood on it, and then come all over it.
Yeah.
And then they sell it.
Some of Gigi's first art, his first album cover he did.
Gigi art.
And he considered himself an artist. There's a lot of people who have Gigi's art. It's pretty cool. But fucking Gigi would come and trace the stain on the first record. He traced it. Each one. He'd do it on everybody's record.
What does a Gigi Allen painting look like?
There's a... did you ever see my Watch Me Kill shirt?
Nah.
It's like... he did a lot of art in prison and everything. Gacy, who's a painter, dead painter, that serial killer, he did paintings of Gigi Allen, too. So, what needs to happen is the Gigi Allen movie.
Who would play that part?
Heath Ledger.
He's dead.
Good, so is Gigi. It'll work out well. We'll do it from there on out.
fuck, that's weird. He's dead. He was filming in Venice when I was filming Viva La Bam. He was doing some movie.
I don't know why everybody makes such a big deal. I mean, his family is the one who's really affected. Everybody else is talking about it like ridiculous. There's people dying every day. Talk about everybody, please. I'm sick of it. It's just like,
All right, let's play some rock.
It's got an error.
Actually, this isn't rock. Does it play?
Well, we're trying to check it out. We need some new CD players in here. Do people even use CDs anymore?
I do. I still buy CDs.
Wow.
I'm actually not playing rock right now. I'm playing this.
What track is it?
It's one. Yeah, and it's this guy from Finland. His name is Paleface. And he was at Villa's housewarming party when he bought this castle.
And, he's not the Hasidic rapper?
No. He was just a cool dude. I talked to him for like 3 hours straight. And he gave me a CD. And I think it's fucking good. And
was it the Adderall talking?
No, it's listen to it. It's, right. It's good
shit.
So
you've been checking this out, Paleface.
He's just like this white dude who just...
Why do you emphasize that he's white? I'm obviously expecting something
more
urban sounding because you're telling me he's white.
Like, I don't know.
If it was a rock song, you wouldn't be like, these white guys... you know, so okay, here we go.
I'm not really a rap fan, but I like this shit.
But by introing it that he's white without hearing this music, I already know it's rap.
All right, let's hear this menace rapper here. This is Paleface.
Okay. I'm serious. Factor 28.
Wanna be in the spotlight? Wanna be in the public eye? Free drinks, VIP shit, all that? Not quite. Yeah, it's hard work, the only thing you got right. Wanna be on covers, wanna be in the spotlight. A message to all concerned. Think first so you won't get burned. These are some of the things I learned. Think first so you won't get burned.
Money controls, killer of many souls, anything
goes. Keep your head together. And be cautious, the sweet smell of success can make you nauseous. Celebrities are dealing with the hyper forces to fuck up the compass, knocking bolts off their courses. I hear where you go, saw you on the radio, heard you on TV. Last time you had a show, I go later, yo. I'm glad you enjoyed, I like to be by myself. Now then you get annoyed, like, be like that, I guess my daddy's right. All you celebrities are so self-satisfied. First time it took me by surprise, like Gladys Knight. Then I learned this fuck is worse than they fight, but at nights, when the lights are fading dim, it's the man in the mirror. You end up hating him at nights. When the lights are fading dim, I know frustration is a devastating thing. A message to all concerned. Think first so you won't get burned. These are some of the things I learned. Think first so you won't get burned. A message to all concerned. Think first so you won't get burned. These are some of the things I learned.
Controls.
What's your name, sir? My name's Paleface, I'm a super duper star. Every other week I get a brand new car. It's funny, you never know who your friends are. Lose touch with reality in the back of the bar. People think you're loaded when you're goaded and fame. Some get so soda they end up loaded and mean. Celebrities, sugar coated and tame. The gun point like house pets, loaded and aimed. Well, squeeze the trigger if you don't cooperate. Go figure how to operate with a blown mind. Turning deaf, dumb, and blind, it'll come around all that you leave behind. Sign hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of autographs. I ain't saying it's too much for your to ask. 2 years pass, it's all changing sort of fast. You had your 50 minutes, now it's quarter past. A message to all concerned. Think first so you won't get burned. These are some of the things I learned. Think first so you won't get burned. Think first so you won't get burned.
Money controls, killer of many souls, anything goes.
Name, a peculiar mixture of holding your own. I'm posing for pictures. Fame, Luke 7:35, ancient scriptures. Fame, one of the worst forms of addiction. Fame, really losing through the pores of your skin. Am I really undercover? Of course, if you will, and if not, we will have to use force on your kin. Fame, really it oozing through the pores of your skin. Fame, a peculiar mixture of holding your own and posing for pictures. Fame, 735 ancient scriptures, one of the worst forms of addiction. Fame, daily oozing through the pores of your skin. Am I really undercover? Of course if you will, and if not, we will have to use force on your kin. Fame, daily oozing through the pores of your skin. A message to all concerned.
Killer of many souls, anything goes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It sounded like a chicken at the end there.
I think that was the first rap song I played on Radio Bam after 200 shows. Oh, no.
Production has been in here.
Oh, I played Production, and I also played 50 Cent Baltimore Love Song, just because Novak insisted.
Yeah.
Yo, Bam, you gotta play Baltimore Just Love Song, because it's all about heroin.
Everything's gotta be about heroin. Speaking of heroin, how is Novak?
On heroin?
Oh.
I haven't talked to him in ages.
Well,
ever since he came on the radio show, said that he... Every time. So how you doing, Novak?
I'm good, man. 3 weeks clean.
Yeah, exactly.
3 weeks clean is the standard answer. It's like...
28 days.
It's like getting pulled over by the police and say, did you have anything to drink? Yeah, I did have two beers.
You know the book.
Two beers is always the standard answer.
The shit you wrote in Spain recently about changing your life to better it. Doesn't Novak write that shit all day? He just don't read it or something. Why can't he pay attention to his own advice? When you talk to him, he seems to have some good advice on how he should get better. He understands when you tell him how to get better.
He just repeats something that somebody yelled at him for before.
Yeah. Well,
he's actually smart. He's like a smart dude. Like,
there's a lot of junkies who play smart. You know what I mean? That's the game.
That's why he's a good junkie.
Yeah,
he could have been successful in anything, but he's a successful junkie.
He's a successful junkie for sure. Huh?
He's a successful con man.
It's really retarded that people would ever want to be like that, though.
I'm so glad that I haven't tried it because it must be that good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say,
it's
all
not.
Right. Do you want, if you're having withdrawal and you need to get heroin, would you rather have $10 worth of heroin or Pamela Anderson's pussy spread wide open and she wants to fuck? He'd be like, oh, dude, the heroin.
In the 90s.
You know what I mean? I'm like, you wouldn't pass that, like, fuck no, I would need to get more heroin in order to not feel sick.
My friends all died from heroin. We all started it at the same time. I did it for about a month. I was snorting it. I said, if you guys start shooting it, I'm not playing with you no more, and it's over. I cut my friends as soon as I found out they started shooting it, but they also died later without any of my help. But the heroin, 6 years, 8 years, 5 years, kills them. And I stopped doing it because it wasn't fucking pot was, like, so much better that... I knew it didn't kill me, and I was smart enough to know I don't want to be on a drug that's going to kill me, and I don't want to go driving down to shady-ass places that I shouldn't be anyway.
Yeah.
And that was just a dumb idea. I mean, we did it in, like, the early 90s when every local band who was, like, cool was doing it, and my friends and my band envied those bands who were doing that, and they eventually got no success musically and died. So, never envy a fucking junkie. He's definitely not the cool dude.
I just wish that he would just tell the fucking truth, because it's not really about what he's doing. If he's doing heroin, like, it's the lies that come with it. You know, like, if he was on heroin and he showed up at the house, you know, and I'm like, so how you doing? Yeah, I'm still on heroin, you know, like, I'm doing this, that, and the other thing, and I have $10 worth in my pocket. And,
when's the last time you checked up on him?
3 weeks, month.
So, I mean, you'd know if he was dead, you would have got that call. Is that what you're waiting for? I mean, that's always...
I would not be surprised.
So,
I'd be bummed out as shit, but I would not be surprised.
Yeah, that's a sad fucking reality, dude. Anyway, so fuck Novak, man. He's selfish, but good, man. Do it for yourself. He ain't doing nothing for nobody. But
and he wrote a brilliant fucking book too, and he finished it like a year and a half ago. And
the story ain't over.
He's still like, yeah. Not only that, but he's still like celebrating. Like he'll be at the bar like, woo, book deal's done. Yeah, like you don't have a book deal. You finished a book.
So and is a Dream Seller movie or book coming out?
Well, he was going to get like $100,000 to get it put out, but they wanted him to like do like book signings and stuff like that. Then he found out he was doing heroin again, so they're
so
like
there's a stipulation, or maybe the publisher's just waiting for him to die so they don't have to pay him.
He broke his contract, and I tell him all the time, I'm like, Novak, fucking hell, like go ahead and do heroin, because if you die, you're just going to sell way more books and give me way more money. So go ahead, you idiot.
Well, you're not like you'd want that fucking
money. No, I'm just trying to like...
Yeah, I understand.
Like slap him in the face.
Die to make some fucking dude at the publishing company rich then.
Because I get one third of whatever happens with that book. And if he dies, it's going to fucking sell millions. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way it goes. And like, that's all you're doing, Novak, is you're going to make me loads of money and you're going to be dead.
Donate that money to fucking donuts.
I'll give it to the donut clean.
Donut.
All right.
Is it close to the end of the show?
Oh, shit, it is.
All right.
Well, we still have time to play one more song.
Oh, fuck. What is it called? And what track?
It's called Him. Razor Blade Romance, my favorite album. I haven't heard it in maybe 7 months.
Did you listen to this in Spain? What was the soundtrack in Spain that you heard?
I just bought new shit. I was listening to that rap Pelfi.
You gotta get me some flamenco CDs, dude.
Oh well, Andy McCoy, he'll recommend them.
Why, is he Spanish?
He loves it.
Did you ever eat spinach in Spanish?
Andy McCoy made me go to this Spanish flamenco thing in London, and I was like, why are we going to this? He's like, you just have to go. All right.
Spanish people talk Spanish. Do they eat Spanish rice?
They must.
Well, how do you know? French people don't eat French fries.
Because it's American French fries.
They're called French fries and Spanish rice.
That's what the fat southern hick thinks it is.
Oh, it's Spanish rice. Like, what's the difference between just straight up, like, if you're Latino, is that Spanish, too? I'm stupid American.
Latino.
Yeah, is that Spanish?
Yeah, but it's, like, more annoying.
So, could Ricky Martin, would he be, like, cruising the streets of Barcelona, too?
He could cruise the streets. Right. But, I mean, there seriously is more annoying Spanish. Track 10. I held up four fingers. I said track 10.
that clip of Bam on the Spanish David Letterman show is on YouTube. I saw it. It's they talk very fast.
What?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I did this like Spanish David Letterman thing. It's on YouTube right now.
What the hell? Were they speaking in Spanish?
He's like, I had an earpiece. And I had to look at him in the eyes.
And they were translating it to you?
Yeah, so I have this earpiece of somebody saying, like, so what was it like filming this when you did that? And I'm like, I was getting so confused because I'm trying to look at the guy's eyes and trying to act like I care what he's saying. And there was a 2-second delay. So, like, he would be like, and then he would stop and I'd be like, and I'd shake my head, I'd be like, oh yeah, man, it was pretty cool. Like, yeah, we were filming it, you know. Like,
yeah.
But there's 2 seconds of just dead air, and it has to be that way because I'm listening to the translator, so I have to wait till he's done in my ear, and people who are watching don't know that.
You got to get used to that accent, man.
They all know fucking English. Why can't they just speak English for
how
a second?
Do you know?
And be like,
how do you know they all know?
They do.
Nah, they
that's
don't.
Their native
nah.
language. Everybody gets along with it.
Yeah, nah, every other country in the world really taught don't. Two languages, their own language and English. everybody in school. Well, in school.
Yeah, but think about how many scumbags there are.
The only country that's pissed off that...
Yeah, but all I gotta do is tell you what's going on real quick. Like, hey, we're gonna have a translator or whatever. Or tell them that that's what's going on.
I went to a restaurant in Spanish... In Spain. In Spain. And I ordered a salad. Spanish. And Carrie ordered a ham sandwich. I got a tuna fish sandwich. And he got, like, eggs and toast.
Jesus.
Like, how do you say tuna in Spanish?
I wound up with tuna somehow. And I said, salad. He's like, oh, salad. I'm like, yeah, salad. I want a salad. With, like, just oil and vinegar.
Some Polaroids.
He's like, salad. And then Carrie's like, yeah, I want, like, a ham and cheese sandwich. Like, ham and cheese. Jamon. Yeah. He comes out with eggs and toast and fucking tuna fish. I'm like... Just give me the fucking tuna fish sandwich. I don't care. I'm not even going to try to argue. I'll eat anything at this point. I eat a flambéed cock.
Oh, yeah. My, man.
Those are delicious.
They're hard to find, though.
That's they're delicious, dish, though, if you can get a hold of
they
one.
They sure are.
Sure. Sure.
All right. This one goes out to Will Pendarvis. This is the end of the radio show. This is him. Resurrection. Radio Bam Series 28. Function.
That was the time when I could breathe my life in you. And one by one, your pale fingers started to move. And I touched your face, and all life was erased. You smiled like an angel. Slaves to this love, from the moments we touched, and keep begging for more of this resurrection. We've been a slave. You reached out for me, oh, how you missed. You touched my face, all life was erased. You smiled like an angel. We've been slaves to this world. Of this resurrection.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction. Later.